That was one of our plants.
At the Cultural Resources Center, located just outside of Washington, D.C., the group that included Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware Chief Dennis Coker saw fishing nets like those their ancestors made. Cultural Resources staff pulled a variety of Mid-Atlantic region nets, fikes, and eel traps out of storage. Most were made around the late 19th or early 20th centuries and were attributed as Nanticoke. The Delaware contingent was led by University of Delaware student Annabelle Fitchner, who visited the repository for research. In addition to studying art conservation and anthropology at UD, she's an intern with the Lenape Tribe's Cultural Mapping Project. Fitchner's undergraduate thesis probes two questions.
How fishing nets were traditionally made among Mid-Atlantic tribes in general, and then how this knowledge can then be spread and revived within contemporary Native communities.
Cultural Mapping Project Manager Ruth Ann Purchase gave Fitchner the idea for the net project and notes the significance of water and fish for the Lenape.
Being on the Delmarva Peninsula, water was their life. They had to cross the peninsula by water, and the sturgeon was like 20-some feet long and gave all this caviar, and the shad was so full that they say you could walk across the Brandywine River on the backs of the fish when they came up to breathe.
Chief Coker says identifying these materials and how they were made shows how resourceful the Lenape were and serves to build awareness.
It's almost like it's awakening and awareness that was ingrained in our DNA for forever.
According to Fitchner, at least two of the net-related objects the group saw were Lenape. She says a wooden shuttle used to weave nets and a wooden net float were documented elsewhere by 20th century anthropologist C.A. Westlager as made by Lenape fisherman Clem Carney. Lenape tribal citizen Melody Klein came on the trip with her husband and three children. Clem Carney was her sixth great cousin. She says she didn't expect to see objects made by him on the trip.
Those are the first that I've seen. Yeah, that's amazing. It's really gives me goosebumps.
The net making shuttle and net float were labeled as Nanticoke. Fitchner explains this kind of misattribution is common.
These anthropologists would come and sort of take the train through these communities and not necessarily recognize that one was different from the other.
During the trip, Fitchner filed paperwork suggesting that the object's documentation be changed to reflect a Lenape origin. The nets the group looked at were nearly all made of cotton, but Fitchner and Cultural Resources staff did find two individual knots of cordage, which is similar to twine, made from native plants. Textile conservation fella Norrell Frankel identified these as likely made of dogbane. Frankel gave 7-year-old Charlotte Klein a lesson in natural fiber spinning.
Today was really fun because I got to learn about fiber and other stuff that is really cool, like wooden stuff that was from a long time ago.
Chief Coker has spoken about the difficulty of getting Lenape youth involved with their culture, but the group visiting the Cultural Resources Center included three kids. While Fitchner aims to teach Lenape community members to weave traditional nets, Coker notes that he doesn't see tribal citizens beginning to weave nets for subsistence fishing again.
You never know where those practices may lead you if it's nothing but making you aware of a higher order of things, you know, a spiritual connection and giving thanks for all of this that we have.
Cultural Resources staff honored the Lenape visitors with a homemade lunch, and Purchase notes the seeds of future partnerships were planted.
Having these interns from the universities work with our tribal citizens just opens so many doors in every direction.
Maria Martinez works in collections management at the Cultural Resources Center. She says the center gets visits from tribal leaders like Chief Coker about weekly, and visits from Native constituents help staff identify and learn about the full context of the objects they take care of. Martinez says roughly 40% of visitors to the center are Native and 60% non-Native. She'd like to see that ratio flipped, and says that boils down to outreach.
We welcome Native people. This is who we serve, and this is what our purpose is. The National Museum of the American Indian is here for our Native constituents.
Chief Coker agrees that participation and leadership by Indigenous people is essential to conservation and research using their materials.
I'm excited that our community is involved in this research. It's just not, you know, non-Native people that are interested in who and what we are. I think this is really just the beginning.
Fitchner's research project culminates this spring with public workshops catering to Delaware's Lenape community, where she'll talk about traditional cordage materials and patterns and offer hands-on lessons in net making. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.